Cinderella. Once upon a time, in a small village, there lived an adorable young girl named Cinderella. She lived with her loving father and stepmother, as well as her two stepsisters, Anastasia and Drizella. Unfortunately, her stepmother and stepsisters were not kind to her at all. They made her work all day, cleaning the house, washing clothes, and she wasn't even allowed to go to the ball. One day, as Cinderella was busy sweeping the floor, a kind fairy appeared before her. "Do not cry anymore, my dear Cinderella," said the fairy. "I will make it so that you can go to the ball and meet the charming prince."
"Oh, really?" exclaimed Cinderella in wonder.
"Yes, but you must promise to return before midnight, for that is when the spell will end," said the fairy. Cinderella promised, and the fairy, with a wave of her magic wand, transformed a simple pumpkin into a magnificent carriage, the mice into horses, and her rags into a splendid ball gown. Cinderella was so happy that she couldn't thank the fairy enough. She got into the carriage and set off for the castle where the ball was taking place. When she arrived at the castle, everyone was dazzled by her beauty. Even her wicked stepsisters did not recognize her. The prince himself was captivated by her grace and kindness. "Will you dance with me?" he asked Cinderella. "Oh, yes," she replied joyfully. They danced all night, forgetting everything else. But soon, the clock struck midnight, and Cinderella remembered the promise she had made to the fairy. "I must leave," she exclaimed in panic. She fled from the castle, leaving behind a glass slipper. The prince, desperate to see her leave so suddenly, picked up the slipper and decided to search the kingdom to find his mysterious dance partner. Meanwhile, Cinderella returned home and found her rags again, but she kept in her heart the magical memory of that night at the ball. The next day, the prince arrived at Cinderella's house with the glass slipper. The wicked stepsisters tried to put it on, but it didn't fit them.
"Is there anyone else here?" asked the prince.
Cinderella, who had been listening behind the door, came out and said timidly, "I would like to try, please." The prince handed her the slipper, and it fit her perfectly. "It's you," he exclaimed with joy. The prince and Cinderella married and lived happily ever after. And even though she became a princess, Cinderella never forgot to be kind and loving to everyone she met. And so ends the story of Cinderella, a tale of kindness, love, and magic.